to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Call in with your thoughts about it, folks. I may tackle it to some extent here. I'd like to get your input on it. Francis in North Carolina, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hello, Michael.
Hi.
Actually, I'm finding this kind of spooky, actually. Now, I have a couple of thoughts for you. One has to do with yesterday's show, only because I got the first hour of it. The reason I missed the second one, the second hour, is because I had to deal with my back cracker. It was fantastic to know about the information regarding the barcoding and all that of food items like veggies and all that kind of good stuff or whatever have you, as well as that kosher thing or whatever, and the fact that there's a tax whatever added, which is like appalling for that matter. It was great to know that, so I'm hats off to you for that matter if I had one. As for this whole thing about the guns and firearms in school and so forth and arming teachers and all that, you're probably going to find this rather strange to hear, but quite frankly, I think it's a bad idea. And I'll explain why. One, basically, if they don't already have full prisons in the prison system as it is for your everyday garden variety criminal or pseudo-criminal, whatever have you, they have to start somewhere. So why not start with the public school system and arming the teachers and administrative staff, for that matter? So that way, it's already been set up via the shenanigans that are being done or committed due to the students being sacrificed, shall we say, otherwise noted as being murdered, but actually I look at it as being a sacrifice or whatever. I'll let you take that on your own thought as far as that part goes. But it's the aspect of preparing the school to be utilized as a prison center, depending on the circumstances. And this whole thing about trying to, whether it's good or bad, that's kind of a moot situation, because on the flip side of it, it's being promoted by the various agencies or whoever is propagating this type of action of someone going in and shooting up the place, either by a active shooter drill or whatever have you, ad nauseum and so forth, just to get a patsy in there and start shooting up the place or whatever, and causing so-called hallucinations of, well, they were 20 foot away from me, and they were dressed this way and carrying something I'd never seen before, which to me was like, you gotta be kidding when I heard someone tell me that when they asked me for the video of where this teacher confirmed that, for that matter. So basically what it comes down to is a bad idea, because you're turning the school into a prison if it's not already, for that matter.
Well, it already is, Francis. It already is. I mean, the doors are. I don't even know. I mean, I believe I know how they got in there, because it wasn't Nicholas Cruz that did it to begin with. I mean, he was a mile away from the place, right? Okay, but that's what we're told to believe, is Nicholas Cruz is the culprit of this. No, he's not. What about the four guys that were running out of that building, the opposite door that where the people were going in, that were carrying the duffel bag? That's who the real. Go ahead.
Well, what gets me is the fact that they showed a picture of the officers having him down on the ground and basically his everyday street clothes. Now,
right.
For one thing, I thought, you're trying to tell me that this young man in these street clothes went in dressed in this sort of funky outfit or whatever with a firearm, for that matter, did this? I don't think so. That's the biggest crock I've seen yet.
But Francis, your point is that you think it's a bad idea to arm the teachers. I still haven't gotten to your specific reason why you think it's a bad idea. Go ahead.
It's more a literal form of a prison system. The only people you come across that have a firearm in a regular prison system is your wardens. It is your security personnel in the prison system. In case there's a major problem of a jailbreak or something, the security guards or whoever the personnel is, administrative personnel is, are the only ones that have a firearm on them.
Okay. Let me stop you for a minute and tell you this. Any high school that I drive by, anyone, I don't care which one it is, every high school in this valley has a cop or two or three in that high school every day.
Aye.
Every one of them.
Aye.
Okay. So on this particular day, what was his name? Chris, whatever it was, that quit his job or got fired or whatever. The cop that was supposed to be in that school wasn't in that school. Well, we know why he wasn't in that school, because they knew this was orchestrated. This was why it was taking place. Now,
yeah.
To solve the problem of putting guns in the schools, or to have the teacher have a gun, or to have the police in, they've already done that. They've put the police in there. But if you look at the people that are carrying this out for this agenda that they have for gun control, they're never going to arm the teachers, because it would completely solve the problem at hand, which isn't being carried out by lone nut gunmen, but it's being carried out by these people that are perpetrating these events for the agenda that they have implemented. Are you
so
with me? Go ahead.
Using as a scapegoat, as well as sacrificing the kids. Meanwhile,
what they're doing, and we look at Omar Mateen, we look at Pulse Nightclub, we look at Sandy Hook, we look at Parkland, we look at all of these shootings across the country, and then we look at all of the flies in the ointment in every one of them. And as I said earlier in the program, you know, investigators, the listening audience, being able to pick these things apart now within hours, as opposed to before, at 9/11, where it took us weeks, sometimes months, to do. Now we pick them apart.
Yeah.
Now we know what's going on. We know what's going on. Okay?
Yeah.
And the
I
question is – go ahead.
I have a thought for you. In light of all these various instances going on around the U.S., I wonder if anybody's ever thought about taking a map and actually putting a spot or a dot where these events have occurred and see if they form a pattern.
Well, that might be a good idea. That'd be your mission, should you decide to accept it, Francis, is to grab yourself a map, take some pins with a red little thing on the end of it, stick them in there, and
give me a list of various sites, and I can do it.
Well, see if it forms an upside down star or whatever. You know, I don't
come
know.
On.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
As for your question about whether you should go and check out what was going on with that one fella and all that. Since apparently all the so-called investigative journalists are concerned, apparently whether alternative or mainstream, doesn't matter which one you want to call it, has apparently shown that they do not have any technical fortitude to go ahead and go forward with it or even post it, then the question I have is, trust your intuition. Do you think you should actually investigate it?
Well, I'm not going to answer that question, because I'm going to read here what happened to this attorney who did interview him. And again, I'll get the input, because I'm sitting on the fence with this, going, and I could go to California. The question is, would they let me interview him anyway? Okay, because usually you have to be on a guest list. This guy doesn't know me from Adam. And they find out that I'm an investigative journalist posing, a reporter or whatever. They're not going to want me to talk to this guy. And they're going to stop at nothing to prevent me from talking to this guy, up to and including, what happened to this attorney. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm saying this because Murr had put this out here. She called into my show yesterday, okay, and she's talking about this, and I'm sensing that she wants me to do something about it. And I'm going, okay, do you want me to put my life on the line, which is obviously what's happening here, because all of these people that aren't touching this, they're smelling a big rat here, okay? So who is it? Who's the Superman that's going to step up to the plate and put their life on the line for it, which is indeed what they're going to be doing, okay? Because they don't want this information. If this is true, they don't want this information coming out at all costs. They don't want it coming out. Go ahead.
Well, then, if that's the case, then perhaps the commentary about the journalists that they don't want anybody to talk to, it should be out. I mean, look at what the information was hidden about Sandy Hook, and all we claim that goes snowballs right back to 9/11.
Okay, let me let you go here, and let me share this article with the audience regarding this attorney that did interview him, and let's take it from there. So thanks for your input. I appreciate your call, Francis. I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to continue with this. Okay, so the Clinton body count. Attorney Brenda Corpian beaten within an inch of death after her Howell interview. Now, this story has gone under the radar. Brenda Corpian, a pseudonym, is the attorney who broke the story of James Wesley Howell seeking police protection after refusing to execute a CIA plot to bomb Los Angeles Gay Pride Parade on June the 12th to coincide with the Orlando CIA spy op. Now, roughly 2 weeks earlier than that, this attorney Corpian interviewed Howell in prison, where he told her he had seen Hillary Clinton and Uma Abedin at the CIA's Islamic terror training camp in Virginia. The interview was terminated at that moment, and about 15 hours later, Corpian was severely beaten and three men and left for dead in a dumpster. She was, and I, by the way, I remember hearing about this story. I remember they found the lady that was in a dumpster beaten half to death by a homeless man. I remember that. Okay, I didn't know that it was about this particular thing, but I remember that coming out on the news. She was found by a homeless man and was expected to recover. Now, Howell told her that Clinton was especially interested in Michael, who later was arrested for attempting assassination of Donald Trump. Now, here is the Corpian Howell interview. When interviewed at the L.A. County Jail by the staff attorney and investigative reporter Brenda Corpian, Howell further elaborated on his original statements. Brenda was allowed to speak with Howell as a licensed attorney considering representing him. So Brenda says, you originally mentioned three other people you went to thought training with. However, you only mentioned the names of two of the people you trained with. Do you now remember who the third person was? And Howell replied, your guy got this screwed up. I told the cops what I knew. I trained with four other people, not three. We were part of one group. There were at least eight groups that were seen, maybe more. So Brenda asks him, do you know what kind of activities these other groups were being trained for? And Howell says, I don't know. Probably the same crap that we were learning. I mean, we sometimes trained together on some stuff. What kind of training did you receive, she says, at the camp? What did you train, and what did the others do? And Howell replied, the usual stuff, I guess, making pipe bombs, mixing chemical explosives, you know, military stuff. And Brenda says, James, could you be more specific? What do you mean by military stuff? Were you ever in the military? Howell replies, no, I never made that trip, but I've seen a lot of deep stuff. I think everyone has had or has her own thing going on. They taught several of us how to shoot. Others were taught how to blow stuff up. All of us had to take our turns in the gas room. The gas room, Brenda replies. Howell says, yeah, it was really screwed up. We had to go into some room with gas masks on and take them off after they shot the gas in. It was jacked up. Now, it appears that Howell and others he was trained with went through an abbreviated version of what the Army dubs basic training. And additionally, it appears that selective training was given to others for specific assignments. Both Howell and Omar Mateen were trained to handle automatic weapons and explosives, and Howell witnessed at least five other people being trained to shoot what Howell described as long rifles, most likely sniper rifles. Now, Howell identifies Sandford, suspect in assassination of Donald Trump in Las Vegas, Nevada. Howell said, we all called Dan the chemist. He seemed to get off on to making bombs and setting things on fire. I remember a time one of his firecrackers came within inches of blowing some ball bearings through Michael's legs. Man, that Brit was pissed, said Howell. And Brenda replied, Brit, who is Michael? Howell replied, the guy in Vegas. Weird mother effer. We called him the Brit because he was from England or someplace like that. We went and partied one night with him. He has a nice Beamer. Brenda replies, I'm not sure I understand what you mean by the guy in Vegas. Beamer, do you mean a BMW? Howell, the guy they arrested for trying to grab that cop's gun to shoot Trump with. Yeah, a BMW. You know, a Beamer? I'm into the lowered Hondas and Acuras. I have a sweet ride. If I ever get out of here, maybe I could go for one. Howell definitively made it clear while he was talking to Brenda that he knew Michael Sandford, recently arrested at the Trump rally for trying to disarm a Las Vegas Metropolitan Police officer, a gun Sandford later claimed to the U.S. Secret Service he would have used to shoot Donald Trump. Now, Brenda reported that during that time, she talked to Hal, and he seemed scared one moment, and at other moments he was flirting with her. It was obvious to Brenda that Howell was very scared of what might happen to him while in custody, but tried to add levity to the conversation to appear somewhat tough. Brenda wrote in her story that, and I quote, I doubt very seriously that the recent reports that Howell is bisexual are accurate. The whole time I talked to him, his eyes were glued to my breasts. He made no attempt to hide the fact that he was turned on by my chest, unquote. According to Howell, he first came in contact with Imam Abu Tabah, a.k.a. Marcus Robertson, the former Marine who was the leader of what Howell believed was an ISIS cell group training and operating here in the United States. Howell, Mateen, and Sanford were allegedly recruited by Robertson through an online fundamental Islamic knowledge seminary course which Robertson conducts. He says, I had no idea that the CIA was involved until I arrived at the camp in Virginia with others to start our training. I have read about places like the camp, but it was not what I was expecting. I don't think anyone else was expecting it either. Howell was unsure of exactly how many people were at the camp with him, or what particular missions, or if any of the other recruits, what they were being trained for, because people were coming in and out. Omar Mateen, Dan Sanford, and me were always together. We knew what we were supposed to do. Now, it appears that Howell and his fellow conspirators were told very, very clearly to keep their mouths shut about what they were going to do and not ask others about their assignment roles, if any. So, Brenda's interview came to an end when someone at the jail abruptly shut off the phones that Howell and her were speaking through. And although it is normal procedure for a client, Howell, and their attorney, Brenda, to talk in privacy in an interview room, the authorities, despite Brenda's license to practice law in California, would not allow Brenda to speak with Howell in an attorney-client interview room. Let's take a break from that for a minute. Let's go to Fred in Wisconsin. Fred, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, Mike, it's Fred in Michigan. But that's...
Oh, Fred in Michigan, I'm sorry. Yeah, I got you. Go ahead.
Okay, so this is consistent with what you read. I think it was from Michio Shimatsu or...
Yes.
Sean Rem. I suspect the goon squad that was sent to beat this Braveheart woman lawyer to death were members of Sean Rem.
Okay. Go ahead. I wanted to ask you, Fred, is Sean Rem affiliated in any stretched imagination with Shabbat?
Or as I say, Shabbat, Lubridicker, Lubavitcher, Satanic,
right.
I
ran across an article the other day implicating, and I don't know how true it is, implicating that, alleging that Donald Trump has had or is involved with Shabbat. Now, again, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been doing some due diligence. Okay, there's a lot of stuff on YouTube to pour over about the Jesuit order. The Jesuits and these Sabbatean Talmudic Jews, the ones that run the global porno industry, arms industry, drug industry, the ones that had Pat Tillman murdered, JFK, RFK, MLK, Malcolm X. Okay, they're the ones instigating all this, okay? So,
okay,
yeah,
hold that.
I have no doubt.
All right. Hold the line, Fred. We got to take a break. We'll be back in three. I'll pick you back up on the other side. Be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. I've got Fred in Michigan on the line here. I want to read one quick sentence here before I go back to Fred. Additionally, the phone interview that Brenda was involved with this Hal fella, should not have been monitored because she was an attorney and looking to possibly take the case, which it is obvious that it was, because after Hal had already described the two people and was halfway through naming the last name of the third person, the phone system was shut down and Brenda was rudely escorted out of the building. Now, interestingly enough, Senator, former Clinton aide, and a high-ranking federal law enforcement agent have regularly met with Robinson. All right, Fred, go ahead. What else you got?
So in 2004, there was a documentary, Gaza Strip, that was put out, I guess, in New York City. Israeli soldiers are murdering Palestinian children by shooting them in the head. And then the following, that was 2002, 2003, an IDF bulldozer runs over Rachel
Corey. Right, yeah.
Yep. Beating a lawyer to death is no big deal for these blood sport demons. What I suggest to the audience, and I will do myself, is contact Clyde Lewis, who interviewed Bob Tuscan, probably 3 years ago. Bob Tuscan used to be an RBN broadcaster.
Right.
And he could easily interview you. And he, on a regular basis, interviews as experts of former FBI agents. I can't remember their names now, but very definitely former FBI agents.
What network is Clyde Lewis with, Fred?
KXL out of Portland, Oregon. It airs Monday through Friday. I dial in. I don't have the number memorized, but there is a number that anyone can dial into at 10:10 Eastern time is when he, you know, officially begins his broadcast.
Well, let me ask you this. Yeah. What good would it do for him to interview me? I know little about this other than what I've gleaned from, you know, doinking around on the internet. So what, I mean, can I, are you saying I can get something out of him or what?
I just think, you know, the you being the actual broadcaster, and let's give you credit for doing the due diligence, even if it was to follow up on leads provided, nonetheless, you are the amplifier of all this. And Lewis is, he just spent, I don't know how many episodes in the past couple months regarding false flag operations and the FBI's complicity. I called in and told him about Trevor Aronson's The Terror Factory. He had guests on, including one retired FBI agent by the name of John D'Souza from Arizona, John D'Souza,
okay.
who retired because of all the corruption he witnessed in the FBI, and he was specific about the hierarchy, typically the rank and file, but there again, there has to be some low-level rogue operatives in order for this to be pulled off. So on a continuous basis. And so I don't know. I'm just thinking that it would be a boost to your you know, your position as an RBN broadcaster, and the audience can easily call in. I know the call-in number by heart. That's easy. And anybody can start calling in like at 20 after 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, because that's when they start opening the phone lines up for anyone that wants to participate. And that number is 888-673-3700, 888-673-3700, 888-673-3700.
Okay, now, well, I'll tell you what. Go ahead, Fred, I'm going to another break.
Before you end your broadcast, give out those phone numbers, and I'm going to take them all down, okay?
You mean the phone numbers I just gave out? Or the one you just
earlier,
gave out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No. All right. I got to run into a break. We'll be back in a few minutes, folks. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. I'll tell you what, get your pen and paper out, folks, and let me finish this up, and then I will read these numbers off again. Maybe if we put out a couple connections here, I'll contact Henry McCow, see if I can get him up on my program, and this other guy, this Clyde Lewis, John D'Souza, a former FBI agent, I'll see if I can find him, and let's see if we can kind of collude, get some traction going here with some fellow broadcasters and see if we can, I don't know, get to first base, put some pressure on these people, do something. But let me finish up with this. Brenda asks, Howell, you had mentioned Dan, Omar, and Michael when I'm talking about, Omar Mateen here. Did you recognize anyone else that you may have previously or seen on TV or read about? And Howell replies, they often meet with Abu. They seemed especially interested in Michael. The senator was often accompanied by a woman who I have seen on television hundreds of times. She doesn't work for the government anymore, but I think her husband does. Yeah, her name is, and he started to say her name, and that's when the phone shut down. And he said, who? H-U. I'm wondering if he was specifically speaking of Uma Abedin. According to Brenda's report, Howell claimed that Robertson was seen several times meeting with a current U.S. senator, a high-ranking member of Homeland Security, and was releasing the names of a woman that we have a good idea of her identity from her description of her and what was heard of her name before the interview was abruptly ended. Now, frankly, both Brenda and I, and this is Henry McCow talking here, are not completely convinced that Howell was completely honest with her during the interview with him. However, many things that Howell said are consistent with the recent Fox report concerning Robertson and a 365 USA News report concerning some very strange recruitment activities that are being done by the FBI, according to FBI Director James Comey. However, we are completely convinced that Howell definitively knows Sanford, because at the time of her interview with Howell, He mentioned several pieces of information that included specific information concerning the vehicle that Sanford drove to Las Vegas, which had not yet been reported before Brenda's interview with Howell. So Brenda was concerned that Howell may have embellished part of the story to impress her, but there's more here. Now, let's see. Let me give you this information out again, folks. If you've got a pen and paper, if anybody wants to jump into this mix, call and probe and ask any questions. Howell's public defender is Angelo Tarallo, 310-727-6232. She's at A. Tarallo, A-T-A-R-A-L-L-O, at PubDef, P-U-B-D-E-F, dot LACounty.gov. Other possible sources are the Sean Carney, the assistant district attorney, 213-257-2226. Email scarney at da.lacounty.gov. The FBI spokesperson is Laura I. Miller, and that's E-I-M-I-L-L-E-R, 310-420-6441. Santa Monica detective Derek Leone, 310-458-8949. This is the guy that arrested Howell. The mainstream media, let's see, that initially covered the story and then went silent is Matthew Hall. He's the editor of the Santa Monica Daily Press, and it's editor at smdp.com, 310-573-8350. And Michael Anthony Adams, reporter at the Indianapolis Star, 317-444-6123. Now, we're living in dangerous times, folks. We have a government that would make the Nazis and the Bolsheviks green with envy. With the advent of the latest technology, they now know every move we make and every breath we take, and their cruelness and outright evil has reached levels that are mind-boggling. There is nothing they will not do, or no one they will not kill or maim, to see their sick agenda carried to fruition. To them, we are all just useless eaters, dumb animals to be sacrificed in their never-ending wars. And those of us too old to fight will be kept around as their tax slaves, for this game of world domination is quite extensive. Now, let's see. To the Henrys, the Steffs, Brendas, and all the others given us the battle for not only our planet, but our very souls, may God have mercy, blah, 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 blah. Okay. So, that said, I'm going to share one more with you out of henrymackow.com. And when I get off the air here, I'm going to see, I'm looking at his website right now, and I don't see a spot to be able to contact him. He has home UV archives reference and, oh, contact. Okay, let's see. I'm gonna click on that just a second here, folks. And I'm going to see if I can get this guy. Well, all right, all he's given is an email address, so I'll send him an email after the show's over, and let's see if I can get him up on the air to add anything to this so I can kind of encompass all of the ongoing information to see what direction to fly here. But, you know, we all know that the people are calling the Orlando Pulse nightclub shooting event the sloppiest false flag hoax ever. And it's full of contradictory and unbelievable narratives spoken by actors who are improvising and often changing their stories. Gregory Fagal had compiled a series of YouTube links to demonstrate that the Orlando gay massacre marks a new low standard in American government hoax terror attacks in terms of script, the direction, and the acting. And how does the United States government and media have the effrontery to perpetrate these clumsy hoaxes? Is it because, folks, that the public is so gullible? I mean, I mentioned before, as fast as we all are now at disseminating this and exposing these false flags, how is it that all of this information just glosses right over the top of these mind-numbed Americans, and they think that our government is benevolent? You know, the Orlando shooting was a hoax. It was performed by actors in the employ of the United States government. I did a show on this last year when I was in a Tom's slot, and it's to further the agendas of gun control and the bogus war on terrorism, which is actually a United States war of aggression that was started and is perpetrated by the United States government and its allies on us. And all of the terrorist attacks of the past several decades have been false flag attacks that were falsely blamed on Muslims, but the attacks were actually perpetrated by agents of the United States government and its allies. Sandy Hook back in 2012, the Boston Marathon bombing in 2013, the Charlie Hebdo attack in Paris 2015. They were all hoax attacks that were performed by actors. The 9/11 attacks of September 11, 2001 were a real false flag attack that was falsely blamed on Muslims, in which the United States government killed nearly 3,000 people to launch the bogus war on terrorism, and let me add, the Israeli Mossad. We don't want to leave them out, folks. So people are calling the Orlando Pulse nightclub shooting event the sloppiest false flag ever. The Orlando Pulse survivors and the police were filmed carrying the wounded toward the Pulse nightclub in the opposite direction of the Orlando Regency Regional Medical Center, which was located three or four blocks away. And most of the victims had no visible wounds nor any bleeding. No ambulance were filmed on the scene of the alleged Pulse nightclub shooting. And Omar Mateen, that alleged Pulse nightclub shooter, has been since 2007 an employee of the world's largest security firm, G4S, and I mentioned them before. They were fined in 2016 $151,000 for a false psychological report put on Omar Mateen's paperwork. They just sold that prison over in Palestine to a private Israeli group, which I'll get into later on during the week. Omar Mateen's father, Sadiq Mir Mateen, is a top official in Afghanistan who has close ties to the United States government and the CIA. And Mateen performed as an actor in The Big Fix of 2012, as we know, a dramatized documentary about the BP oil spill. Mateen's employer, the global security firm G4S, has confirmed that Omar Mateen appeared in The Big Fix. Now, a number of these people, Christopher Hansen, a.k.a. Bjorn Biskut Jr., he was described by the media as a Pulse hero and given several interviews. The guy that was wearing the flag shirt, folks, the following day at the scene, but he was actually interviewed in a TV studio in front of a green screen. Chris Hansen has been identified as an actor named Bjorn Biskut Jr. By the way, he has an IMDb page, which I looked it up, who has performed in low-budget horror films. Norman Cassiano, Luis Barbano, the survivor, Norman Cassiano, has been identified as an actor named Luis Barbano, whose acting website features headshots and his acting resume. He appeared in the movie The Sacred in 2009. He said that he saw a bullet 4 inches long sticking out of his victim's leg. There are no small arms bullets that are 4 inches long, Luis Bourbano. Initially, he claimed that he had been shot 4 times in the back and that each bullet had gone all the way through. Later, he said that he had been shot twice in the back. Any bullet that enters the chest will cause the lung to collapse, and the patient will not survive unless he is placed on a chest tube to continuous suction for several days. And any bullet that enters the abdomen will perforate the intestines, which will require open surgery to repair and a hospital stay of at least several days. Luis Bourbano said that he spent 2 days in the hospital, yet he was out of the hospital looking fit as a fiddle the day after the Orlando Pulse shooting incident for his interview with Anderson Cooper. And we all remember Christine Leononen. The bereaved mother, Christine Leononen, was interviewed at the scene, but actually both she and the news presenter are performing in front of a TV studio green screen, and the indoor TV studio lights are reflected on the surface of her glasses. Leononen made an audition video in which she talked about her acting ability and about how she wanted to perform on the TV show Wheel of Fortune. No death certificate nor any death record for Christine Leononen's alleged son, Christopher, has appeared on the internet. And speaking of that, folks, I have looked into a number of these alleged deaths by these people, and I have yet to find any in the Social Security death index of any of these people. Patience Carter, she was an intern and a presenter of Fox News. No members of the team of famous trauma surgeons at the Orlando Regional Medical Center have any online history of videos. None. And I looked them up, folks, because I did a show on this last year. No talks, no patient interviews. The six surgeons could not have possibly coped with 44 gunshot trauma victims at once, as they claim. And the YouTube blogger named Concerned American explains that the Orlando Regency Medical Center has severe long-term financial deficits, and the Orlando Pulse shooting hoax may have been planned in part to improve the Orlando Regional Medical Center's funding and to boost its reputation as a regional trauma center. And just a wee heads up regarding the June 29th, 2016 article, Bad Actors at the Fake Orlando Nights Club. There are a few glaring errors in the article. The medical center was not in the opposite direction as the victims were talking in the same direction several blocks past the pulse. Oh, I'm sorry, but yes, it was. The medical center was in the opposite direction because I looked at it. It goes on to say, this is a comment made by JB. Christopher Hansen is not Bjorn Jaskut. Oh, yes, he is, because I looked him up on IMDb. Norman Cassiano and Louis Bourbano were both participants, but are not the same person. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, they are. And number four, Christine Leononen was not filmed in front of a green screen. Green screen was alleged to have been used on several occasions, but never proven. In fact, one allegation of green screen was categorically disproven. I don't know about that. This guy goes on to say, Fiegel did a very sloppy research job for his article, but when I did my report and I dug down this deeply, I found that many of these so-called witnesses had police records. Some of them were pending trials, and I believe that some of these people were hired and deals were made with these people to have their cases dismissed if they would participate. So there, first comment by JB. Anyway, getting back to what I was talking about here, folks. Look, it is my opinion. And it is only my opinion, but it is an opinion that comes with deep research, that these false flags, these shootings that are taking place, are taking place with an organized crime syndicate involving probably not, I don't know for sure, but probably secret societies. We know there's a secret society that was set up in the FBI over that other situation with the Trump collusion deal. We know that for a fact. But who's to say that there aren't others, many others for that matter. But this is an orchestrated, this is a network, and I believe it's an international network of people with an agenda at hand. They really have no remorse. They have no empathy. They have no conscience. They could care less. And the people that are carrying out these events, such as the people, for example, that beat this attorney, Brenda, mostly to death. The question is, how much are they being paid for this? And if you take into consideration, folks, the money or the people that are behind this, all right, the people, the banksters, the people that can print the money as much as they want, they can pay anything they want to anybody they want. So it all boils down to what's their price. How much did they pay these three men to beat this attorney up? $1 million apiece? $500,000 apiece? $5 million apiece? Who knows? Who cares? Because as we know, it's nothing but fiat currency anyway. They can print as much of it as they want. And they can do anything they want to get the job done. And the old saying is, everybody has their price. So, again, I go back to square one. This situation here with this young man, this Howell guy, that's sitting in an L.A. county jail, been there for, 16 months now, supposed to go to trial in August, I believe, or in the autumn, which could be, August, September, October, somewhere in there. He's got a public defender. Nobody will touch this case, all right? Now, I have to take it back to, and I'll give Susan Lindauer as one example, and there are others, that when Susan was going through her ordeal with the federal government, there was enough pressure that was being put on the powers that be during that time by my show and many other shows out there that ultimately they dropped her case. And I'm thinking, okay, if a number of us can band together, if indeed, and it looks like, folks, the possibility of the preponderance of the evidence is more likely than not that this guy was involved or was going to be involved in a false flag event because he knew Omar Mateen and he knew the guy in Las Vegas that tried to grab an officer's gun and assassinate Trump, okay, because he trained with them. So I just wonder, and I'm just thinking out loud now, folks, I'm just wondering if it's possible if, like Susan Lindauer and like a couple of cases out here in Arizona, I just wonder if it's possible that I can muster up enough attention about this, with your help, of course, to see if we can make something happen here. There's a reason why nobody's covering this. I don't know about you, but my curiosity's up now. I want to know why. Now, here's what I've concluded through this, folks, is I'm not going to get in the car and drive to Los Angeles and try to interview this guy. Not right now. But what I will do, this is what I will give you. I will make some contacts and try to see if I can gain any traction here. We'll be back. Final segment of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Stick around. More to come.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right, as long as you lend a hand.
All right, folks, we're back. Final segment of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Now, I'll tell you what, when the show's over, now that we're on daylight saving time, I've got an extra hour. So I'm going to contact, or I'm going to try to contact, I'm going to email Henry Mackow. Now, this Clyde Lewis, KXL, usually these terrestrial stations, Fred, have four call letters. So you're sure it's not like KXLM or something in Portland? I don't know, but I'll take a look. And this John D'Souza, former FBI agent, I definitely want to see if I can get a hold of him. Now, during the break, I went back in and I perused through my emails and a couple of things. First of all, as far as Murr is concerned, she wrote me, she says, among other things, "Michael, you're doing just as I had hoped, talking about James Wesley Howell over the airwaves. Please take care of yourself." I'm assuming that means don't go to Los Angeles, Murr. Okay, I won't. Not for a while anyway. Okay, let's see if we can get some traction going on this. But also from Lamont, Francis in North Carolina probably doesn't know, but having worked in a prison, officers do not carry weapons. However, I think teachers armed like a locked box would be a great idea. Okay. Now, folks, if you have contact information, any of you out there have contact information for John D'Souza, or if you have a phone number for Henry Mackow, I would appreciate it if you'd forward it to me. And either call in, give it to the board operator. If you have my email address, go ahead and email it to me at discerner12000@yahoo.com. Because I am going to put some effort into this. I think it's important because if indeed this guy does know something, if indeed what he's saying is true, it is possible, and I've seen it happen before. It's a rare occasion, folks, but it's possible that we can actually do something about this. We did it in the Susan Lindauer case. I did it in the case of Sun Valley Fiduciary Group. I forced them into bankruptcy because I exposed their shenanigans on mainstream TV. Granted, it had nothing to do with this, but it was a human interest story that gained the attention of mainstream. I got it aired on ABC, and ultimately Sun Valley Fiduciary Group was exposed for the criminals that they were, and they're now no longer in business, thanks to our exposure, RBN. Okay, so a shout out. Remember, folks, keep RBN floating. All right. It's very important, more now than ever, that our voices are still heard. And it's not just my voice, it's yours, because I don't look at this as me being just a broadcaster here. This is an open forum for your thoughts and ideas. And you guys come up with some real good ones. A lot of you out there are smarter than I am. Okay. Now, Fred has given me the number for this Clyde Lewis. His show, I think you said, airs at 10 a.m. in the morning. If that's not correct, Fred, call in tomorrow and let me know. So let's just see what we can find out here, folks. Let's put on our Sherlock Holmes hat and just find out, if we can, what this guy knows that America should know. All right? Stay out of trouble. I'll see you same time, same station tomorrow. I'll do my little due diligence and then put on my umpire hat. So see you tomorrow, folks. Bye for now.
For me to figure out, I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice, I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.